Here we go, rolling in Bav Matzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Okay, we're talking here about the standard of responsibility that the person who's keeping a mashkon is held to. Now, the mashkon is the collateral as a lender. So, in other words, I loaned you $1,000, and I asked, until you pay me back, I'm going to keep your computer. Okay? That's the mashkon. The question is, by keeping your computer, am I a shomer sachar or shomer chinam on that? You're not paying me anything for it, but okay. So, okay. So now, here's the deal. When there's a discussion which we discussed before, there's a sugi in Bava Kama, really, but really we talked about it in Bava Matzia. If I find something, an aveda, a lost object, and I keep it until I find you, am I the loser of the object? Am I a shomer sachar or a shomer chinam? I mentioned to you in passing that it's a machlokas amarayim. I didn't discuss to you about why, but I'm going to discuss to you a little bit more about why. So it's a machlokas in Rabba and Rav Yosef. Rabba holds that he's a shomer chinam. I'm doing you the favor, for goodness sakes. How can I possibly be considered to be a shomer sachar, a pagan watchman, if something goes wrong? But Rav Yosef says no. Rav Yosef says, listen, the whole time that I'm involved in seeking you out to return your object to you, I'm osip a mitzvah. And an osip a mitzvah, one who's involved in mitzvah, is pater min a mitzvah, is exempt from doing other mitzvahs, which means that the whole time that I'm looking for you, any poor man that comes and asks me for money, I can say, don't bug me now, I'm busy with another mitzvah, and I'm exempt. I don't have to give you because I'm doing another mitzvah. So he's actually, so to speak, profiting as much as he can keep the money in his pocket. That's called the pruta de Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's pruta that you get to keep. So Rav Yosef says, listen, since you're getting some value, which is you don't have to pay the aniyim who knock on your door while you're involved and make phone calls to find out who the owner is, so that's your benefit, and he holds that is already enough of a benefit to make you a shomer sachar. Kind of like that. That's halacha, by the way, so don't roll your eyes. Now, what about? What are you davening? You don't have to give money, because you're pater. Yeah. That is a din. You don't have to. If you want to be smart and nice about it, you can just keep your shackles in front of you. But anyways, another topic. They're actually discussing right now. I hear him every morning saying these dinim. That's the topic of discussion right now after davening. Okay, so now, that's the issue, the pruter of Yosef. Just keep the principle. So now the question is, now, when it comes to making a loan, so at the time I'm lending to you, like for that, you know, that's 5 minutes that I'm involved in the transaction, so I'm involved in a mitzvah of lending to you, which would exempt me from dealing with other people's problems for those 5 minutes. And in those 5 minutes, I'm also taking your laptop computer as a mashkon. So, it could be argued that, and it is going to be argued in a minute, it could be argued that I'm getting a benefit, which is for those 5 minutes I'm lending to you, I'm putter from other people's problems, and that's enough of a value to exempt me from, to say I'm getting a benefit, to make me liable as a shomer sachar. So but when I lend you the $1,000 and I'm taking a laptop computer for the 5 minutes that we're dealing with the loan, any other that you and I are discussing it and doing paperwork and handing over the computer and agreeing to when you're going to pay it back, for those 5 minutes, if another ani would knock on my door and say, "Hey, can I have tzedakah?" I'd say, "Listen, I'm involved in I'm osu b'mitzvah, I'm pater min mitzvah. Have a nice day. I don't have to give him money because I'm involved with you. So
is
I'm getting ribbis? Sorry." Ribbis?
No, it's not ribbis.
Who's getting ribbis?
There's no loan.
No, you're not giving me benefit. You're not giving me benefit. You're not giving me benefit. Because that's a din. So that's it. How would you get around it? Every loan is always like that. So right. So the point is that at the time that I'm giving you the loan, and I'm exempt from paying other people's tzedakah, and at that time, I'm also taking your laptop computer as collateral. So those 5 minutes that I'm getting the benefit, that's some benefit, I become a shomer sachar. The shomer sachar's compensation can be any amount. So it could be argued that even that little tiny amount of benefit at the time of making the deal makes me into a shomer sachar, technically, because I got some benefit when I made the loan. Not benefit from you as ribbis, but a benefit is not having to give other people stock. I have the prutz of the Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's prutz in my pocket. So that could be argued. What?
You can argue the other way. He's not giving the duck. He's not giving that benefit of giving some duck. And so it's like,
yeah, we're not so spiritual. We're not.
He can
give. No thought of forgiving. He just putter if he wants to. He should. He can give. So he didn't lose it. So it says now, Hilvo ala mashkon. If I make a loan to you for $1,000 ala mashkon, and I'm taking collateral your laptop computer, shomer sachar, I become a shomer sachar. And because of the exact svar I just said, that for those 5 minutes as we're doing the loan, I am a pater from giving tzedakah, so I benefit. I have the potential benefit of the fruit of Rabbi Yosef. That's enough. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Oh come on, hilvo maos shomer chinam. If he's lending his money, then I'm a shomer chinam. Why? What does that mean? In other words, if what I'm giving you is cash, $1,000, I'm just a shomer chinam. In other words, he says like this. Listen, Rabbi Yosef actually agrees with Rabbi Yosef's approach when it comes to regular aveda. He agrees with Rabbi Yosef over Rabbi. He says, listen, it's true. If you're involved in the mitzvah of returning a Shabbos aveda, you're putz from giving tzedakah. That has a value, and therefore you're a shomer. You'd be a shomer sachar on the aveda. But that's by an aveda when it's like that's what you're doing here." I should say better. When it comes to aveda, you have nothing to gain, and everything, like, you really have everything to gain. You're involved in an aveda, plus you don't have to give tzedakah. You have nothing to lose. There's no downside to it. So since you have no downside to it, so you're shomer sachar on the lost object. But here, you have plenty of downside. Good, it's true for 5 minutes you'll be exempt from tzedakah yador, but then for the next 6 months, I have $1,000 that I can't use. So who are you kidding for me? It's not a good trade. You can't look at me and say I'm getting a benefit. If you put on the scales, 5 minutes exemption from giving a pruta to an ani, and you know, 6 months not having $1,000 in your pocket, so there's no way that I'm getting a benefit. I'm doing you the favor by giving the money, and there's no way that I would agree to take on more responsibility for that. So it's not worth it to me. So no way. Therefore, he says the guy is a shomer chinam. The lender's a shomer chinam, even on the mashkon, because he didn't get any benefit. He's taking a loss of 6 months, no use of his cash. So that's that. The halacha, however, is not... The halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like the Tana comment, that he is a shomer sachar on the mashkon. And also, Mishnah continues on, Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if it's hilvo peros, if what the loan is not $1,000, but it's, you know, it's a bushel of apples, whatever it is, so then he's a shomer sachar, then the lender who gave out his apples and took in exchange the laptop computer, he is a shomer sachar. Why? Because here he is getting a benefit. Why? Because the apples go rotten over time. So for me to be able to say, okay, I'm giving my apples now, and he'll pay me back later, allows me to protect myself from loss in those apples. I can't eat them all now, so they'll be in your pocket. And when I'm like assured to get back the value later on, I'm protected. It's like you're an insurance policy, if you know what I mean. So you're like the bank, and the apples, the produce, peros the way it is for them to, you know, lose value over time. I don't know if that is the
appreciation.
No, that isn't the moisting saying that.
Huh? I think that's
the point is that I'm
there. Peros leirakev.
Yeah, since if I kept them in my pocket, they were going to go bad. But
so
I'm giving
I
to you.
I don't give you back the same amount.
We
if
had
it's
that
6 months. You take off 2.5%.
No, I don't think that's the. That's not how I learned it. I understand what you're saying, but that's not how, that's not.
That must be the shot.
That's not what I thought.
Why does it become a social masakha then?
No, because I'm getting a benefit. My benefit is, if I have all these apples or wheat or whatever it is, like, but it's going to get eaten, but I'm and destroyed, and over time it could get lost. But I'm giving it, I don't need them all now.
And it's giving back the same amount?
Let's say it's giving back the exact same amount. Yeah.
Then he's the first part.
No, because I'm protected from loss. I'm going to get apples later on. All my apples back. Whereas if I had them in my storehouse, but by the time I get them, I get lost.
Same as Moe's.
No, because Moe's doesn't go bad. I'd rather have more money in my pocket. I'd rather have less fruit in my granary now and just could be guaranteed to get it later on.
He's giving him the exact same thing that he gave him.
I know, but this is the difference. If my understanding is right, when it comes to money, it doesn't go wrong. So I'm happy to keep it in my pocket. I'm giving it to you. I don't have it in my pocket. So that's a loss to me. A loss of potential usage of money. If I'm giving you fruit, so that if it would stay by me, it's liable to go bad. By giving it to you, I've like now locked in that I will get back fruit. So now if it goes bad, it's your problem, not my problem. So I'm protecting myself from loss. You're acting as an insurance company, if you will. That's my understanding of the pshat here. So I'm getting a benefit. Else how could it be that I'm getting a benefit if your focus is on getting back less than they gave you? That's not a benefit. That's a loss.
He given, huh?
That's a loss. Saying if you're thinking it, oh, I'm going to give you 100 apples and you're giving me back 95 apples, well then how can you call me being a winner? Why should I become a Shomer Sachar for that?
Because technically, if it's 2.5%, then he could have eaten that 2.5%.
Yeah, but I'm...
And that's his schar.
No, but I'm saying, you're mixing up the characters here. I'm giving you 100, you're giving me back 95, so how can you call me a Shomer? What's the one for my compensation?
Because he ate those five. He ate.
How's that better for me? I'm the double schnook. I lost my apples and I only get back 95 out of 100. So how can I be? What's my? How am I a sachar?
Not what you. The shomer is the sachar.
No. 1 second. The person to whom I give the loan is a lova. He's on the hook even worse. A lova is on the hook for everything. A lova. When I lend you apples or money, you're on the hook even for onsen.
Right.
What we're talking about here is when I lend you the apples, I'm also taking your laptop computer as collateral. So what's the lender's responsibility to that laptop computer, which is being the mashkon? So we're saying that the lender is a shomer sachar if he's lending fruit because he's getting benefit. What's his benefit from the loan? The loan benefit is that he's locked in his fruit from rotting because you'll eat it and give him back fruit later on. So I'm a That's what. Right? So that's. Well, look at the Mishnah talking about Hilvo al-Mashkan. I'm lending to you and taking a Mashkan as collateral. Shomer Sachar. I'm a Shomer Sachar on the Mashkan. So the same thing here. Now, I think that's a pshat.
Okay. And Rehuda says on that
case. Rehuda says if it's money, that's not a good deal and not a Shomer Sachar. But for fruit, he does get value as a Shomer Sachar. And Abishol Omer. Now this is like a new point, but it's a fascinating point. He's new din. When it comes to people keeping a mashkon, mutar adam lahaskir mashkono shall ani liyos posek alav v'holech mipnei shehu kameshiv aveda. It's mutar for a. Here's the case. You, I lent you $1,000. You gave me your laptop computer to watch. So what do? I rent it out by the day. I rent it out by the day and pocket $30 a day for renting out the laptop. So that money, I'm allowed to do that. Because I'll then deduct that $30 a day from your chov to me. Because in doing that, I'm really doing you a big benefit. The benefit is, by the time you come to pay, you owe me much less. So I'm doing you a favor. So even though normally a person cannot use a mashkon, cannot touch a mashkon, if he's sholeich yad on it, he becomes like a, even if he wants to pay back, he's a shol shalom midas, and he's a gazlan. But it's mutter, even if I didn't ask you, because it's obviously what you'd want me to do is lend out your laptop, or any, I don't know if laptop's a great example. Because it's maybe it's easily broken, but the thing that can fetch a high price and is not easily broken, that's the case. When it's something, an object which fetches a good amount of money and is not liable to get worn out over time or broken over time, so then, which probably a laptop computer, I would think. So then, the borrower is for sure happy because he's every day his debt lessens. That's the major of it. It's like returning a lost object. He has less of a debt to come up with. So that would be mutter. But of course, if it would be easily broken or not fetching a high price, then the depositor of the mashkon on the bar would say, I don't want that to happen. It's not worth it to me. So I will use the line. Not exactly sure. Okay.